two or six more ahead. Mm-hmm. They'd be double yokes on them, you see, and then you use them for a snatch team when you, well, it was a light puller, you had to go up a steep hill, an incline, you'd have to take your snatch team to get up on top of that hill. Mm-hmm. And then you'd snack that log and wrap it, and they'd go kill them, and you'd take your snatch team and snack them with it to have them ramp when they got back to load them.
A team would be two of them?
Yeah, teams, two.
Mm-hmm. So four of them harnessed together would be two?
Well, yeah, it'd be two teams.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use, have you ever used mules for hauling heavy loads?
Yes, sir. That's what we wound up doing. Mules, or use them just like did steers, mm-hmm, or the oxen.
Mm-hmm. What do you call, talking about cattle again, what do you call a little one when it's first born?
Calf.
Mm-hmm. Is there any distinction between a male and a female little one?
Well, they'd be about the same size when they're born, you know.
But you'd say they're both calves?
Well, bull calf or a heifer calf.
Bull calf or a heifer calf. Mm-hmm. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy and Daisy was expecting a calf, you'd say that Daisy is going to do what?
I say she's going to have a calf.
Going to have a calf. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say that she's going to drop a calf?
Mm-hmm. I've said that.
Is that right?
I've said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd say besides drop a calf or have a calf?
I've heard them say they're going to come in.
Come in?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a female horse?
Mare.
What about the male?
Call him a stud.
Anything else?
I can't think of it for years.
Okay. Would women call a male horse anything special? Anything other than
the stud?
Stud or stallion?
Stallion. That's all I would know.
Okay. All right. If you don't know how to ride a horse, you would, or if I don't know how to ride a horse, I would say I've never
ridden a horse, mm-hmm, or rode a horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a person is trying to ride a horse but he can't stay on, you'd say that he fell
off.
Mm-hmm. Fell off the horse. And if, mm-hmm, maybe if a little child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor, he'd say to himself, well, my goodness, I must have
fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Shoes, horseshoes.
Horseshoes. And what about the parts of the horse's foot that you put them on?
Well, it puts them on his hoof. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then on the inside of his foot, the frog is. Frog of his foot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a horse would have four of those things, would have four hoofs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the game that you play with those things? Have you ever seen that?
The horseshoe?
Yeah.
Chucking the horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. Have a pole stuck up somewhere, mm-hmm, and try to get as close to it as you, mm-hmm, could. Have you ever heard that called anything else besides horseshoes?
Chucking the shoe. No, there's nothing on the chucking horseshoes or the horseshoe game.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a male sheep? You know, the one with the big horns?
Mm-hmm. The buck.
The buck?
No, I'm wrong. The buck's a deer, and the male